The Osgood File, sponsored by Auto Owners Insurance, the no-problem people. To find an independent agent near you, visit autoowners.com. This is Dave Ross. Politicians are always telling us how America is a place where if you have talent and work hard and play by the rules, no matter who you are, you can get a shot. You might not succeed, but you get a shot. However, both parties have suspended that rule when it comes to presidential appointments.
Today I am nominating Chief Judge Merrick Brian Garland.
More after this from Charlie. Democrats and Republicans in the Senate seem to agree that Merrick Garland would make an excellent Supreme Court justice. But for now, Republicans will treat him pretty much like an undocumented immigrant. And President Obama knew they would and nominated him anyway. So how do we know which side of the argument to take? In 1992, then-Senator Joe Biden, a Democrat, seemed to agree with what is now the Republican point of view.
Action on a Supreme Court nomination must be put off until after the election campaign is over.
And in 1997, Republican Senator Orrin Hatch, who now won't even consider Judge Garland, had nothing but praise for him.
I believe Mr. Garland is a fine nominee. I know him personally. I know of his integrity. I know of his legal ability.
But the most confusing comment came from Mitch McConnell, Senate Majority Leader, who keeps repeating the reason he's not giving Garland a hearing.
Let's let the American people decide. Give the people a voice in filling this vacancy.
When I heard that, I ran out to my mailbox to check for my Supreme Court ballot. Nothing. Just a bunch of flyers from candidates promising to give me my country back if I send them money. So that's where it stands. I feel sorry for Judge Garland. It seems like he's a genuinely nice guy. But if it's any consolation, I looked it up. At least he's not the first Garland to have the door slammed in his face by a pompous politician.
The wizard says go away!
And I was so happy.
The Osgood File, Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.